getting to know our local area pastors. It's time for The Pastor's Perspective on KCIS.
Hi, my name is Pastor Scott Scruggs. I'm the pastor at North Shore Community Church in Kirkland, Washington. And I want to share a word with you this morning about words. Have you ever had someone brighten your day simply because they needed of something you said? A word of affection or encouragement just when you needed it. Not long ago, I was having a challenging day at our church, and I got a text from my wife saying, "I believe in you, and I'm so proud of the man you are." Those simple but amazing words gave me new life and changed the course of my day. Or vice versa, have you ever had someone basically ruin your day because of a disparaging or mean-spirited word? It could have been from a spouse or a parent or friend or colleague. Some of you may remember that old saying, "Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me." Well, never once has that been true for me. Because words matter. When God created the universe, he didn't snap his fingers or wave a magic wand. He used words, "Let there be light," and guess what? There was light. And because we are made in God's image, we have been given the power to change the world through our words. Some of you are more extroverted and your words come freely and naturally and continually. I was in a small group once and there was a guy who always had something to say about the Bible or politics or religion to the point that no one else could get a word in, and it really bothered everybody until my wife told me I needed to shut up. Some of you are more introverted and you take more time to process or think before you speak, but all words have power. I read one estimate that the average person will speak over 800 million words in their lifetime. That's a lot of words, and therefore a lot of power and responsibility, which is why the Bible gives us such clear direction when it comes to how we use our words. In his letter to the church in Ephesus, the Apostle Paul writes, "Do not let anything unwholesome come out of your mouth, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen." Just think about that. Imagine how different your words would be if the only words that came out of your mouth were helpful or motivating or inspiring or uplifting. Things like, "You did a great job," "Thanks for working so hard around the house," or "You're so gifted at that, keep it up." When I was growing up, I played what was called T-ball. Someone would put a baseball on a stand and I could take a swing and hit it, which meant I was able to hit the ball almost every time. And then I got a little older and graduated from T-ball to slow pitch baseball when someone actually threw the baseball at you, and I discovered I was pretty bad at hitting a baseball, and I struck out time after time and game after game, but after every game, my dad would have words of encouragement for me about how proud he was of me and how hard I was trying, and that one day he would teach me that grown-ups can still play T-ball, they just wear weird pants and call it golf. My dad was a great encourager, and it made all the difference in my life. I believe followers of Jesus should be known most for how we encourage. Some of you know the name Barnabas from the book of Acts. He played a crucial role in Paul's life and in the early church. But you do know that wasn't his real name. Barnabas was just a nickname. His real name was Joseph. Acts 4:36 says, "Joseph, a Levite from Cyprus, whom the apostles called Barnabas, which means son of encouragement." You see, Joseph was such an encourager, he got nicknamed for it. So what about you? This week, tens of thousands of words will come out of your mouth, each with the power and potential to shape someone else's reality, for better or for worse, to bring them down or build them up, to bring them life or more. So what words will you choose? Grace and peace.
You've been listening to Pastor Scott Scruggs of North Shore Community Church in Kirkland. For more details about the church, visit them online at northshore.church.
To get involved with the Pastor's Perspective feature on KCIS, you can call our front desk at 206-546-7350. You can also find out more information and listen to previous perspectives at kcisradio.com.